Hello and welcome back to the Spiritual Successful Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Zweigel, and today we're going to talk about belief. So, interesting thing about belief is people think that they just are what they are. Like, people think they don't even have a choice in the matter. And I know that's how I felt when I was just growing up as a Christian, right? So I'm like growing up in the church and I'm a Christian. That's it. Like, I don't think about it too hard. That's just what it is. That's what I believe. Jesus, my Lord and Savior. All the stuff, all the things, all the Bible verses memorized in my head, still to this day, stuck there permanently. I have no regrets. However, those were my core beliefs growing up. Now, there came a time in my life where I had the realization that if I don't believe in hell, then it doesn't apply to me. And that was like really interesting. So the first thing that happened, I went from Christian to atheist, and then I became open-minded, just spiritual. Then I was just like, no rules, just whatever it is, I'm just going to stay in the flow and like, just, you know, like I'm not going to label it. Cause as soon as you label something, you create a limitation on it. So I'm just a free thinker. Like, let's just put it that way. But coming out of such strong beliefs into another set of beliefs was my first realization as a Christian becoming not a Christian. It was probably the most scariest thing in my whole life, because the first thing I thought was, okay, I don't believe anymore. And then I thought, I'm going to hell because I don't believe. And then I was like, wait a minute, I don't believe. If I don't believe, then it doesn't apply to me, right? So think about it. Like other religions, let's think about that. So like Jewish people do their thing, they have their superstitions and their beliefs and their practices and culture and all that. And they do certain things a certain way. They kiss the doors when they walk through the doors and they do all these things that I don't understand. But like I have respect for it because it's just their beliefs, right? So like, but I'm not Jewish, right? So then it doesn't apply to me. So when I walk through the door, I'll have to kiss that thing on the wall. I call it Medusa. I don't remember what it's called for real, but Medusa. I think that's what it's called. Medusa. I've always called it Medusa. So anyway, so like I'm not Jewish, so it doesn't apply to me. So I don't have to do the things. I don't have to follow the rules because it's not my religion, right? So like if you thought about it in terms of that, like whatever religion you are, think about somebody else's religion and then like try to put your brain into it. Like, would you follow all those rules? Would you do all those things? Then like, look at like Muslim. Let's take that for example. The women that wear, what are they called? The all black, all the way down, except only your eyeballs can come out and everything else is covered up. It's not a turban, but what's it called? Burqa? Burqa. I just went to Dubai. I should know this. I think it's called a burqa. Anyway, so then you have these women, head to toe, covered up, only their eyeballs can come out. And then if you're not in that faith and you see these women, you're probably like, hell no. Hell nah. Like, why? I am not going to do that. Like, why would I do that? It's hot outside. Dubai is hot as hell. Everyone's dressed like that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I can't. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Why would I dress like that all the time and hide my hair? I like my hair. What if I want my hair to come out? What if, like, no, like, so then if you're not that religion, you think about other people doing their practices and their culture, you think about it differently because it's not your beliefs, right? But we get stuck in our beliefs and we, somewhere along the way, we sell out to our beliefs and we say, that's it. It could be no other way. That's it. And that's final. And that's the truth. And that's all I'm going to live my whole life based on that, right? But here's the thing. You can change your beliefs. And why bring a religion? Because it's so easy to understand. I feel like when you think about it in terms of religion, I don't care what religion you are. You're listening to this, you're Muslim. You're like, bro, this is the way. Fine. That's the way for you. But it doesn't apply to me. So I'm not going to do like all the things. I'm not going to kiss the door when I walk in. You know, I'm not going to do all the things of all the other religions. Like how would I anyway? Right. So the reason I bring that up is just to kind of give you a reference point on beliefs. Now take the beliefs that you have about yourself. Let's think about that for a minute. I was mentoring this girl and she was starting to spew all these negative things about herself to me. I'm just not that way. I'm not that good at sales. I suck at math. Like, and she said like 10 different things in a row. And I said, those are just beliefs about yourself, right? But they're not true. They're just your beliefs. Your beliefs aren't necessarily true or false. They're just what you have agreed to get behind, right? So here's the thing. You have to believe about yourself. You have to believe that you are successful, that you can accomplish your goals, that you can learn anything. You have to believe positive things about yourself if you're going to become successful in anything, right? So like Theodore Roosevelt said, believe you can and you're halfway there. So I want to talk to you guys today about how to change your beliefs, because it's probably the hardest thing in the world, because it's literally ideas that have been crystallized into your subconscious by emotion. A lot of times our beliefs get there because of fear. Christians are good at this, man. Fear all day long, right? If you don't, you're going to hell forever. We're going to burn you until you're crispy. What? First of all, anyways, don't get me started on that, but look, heaven and hell is on earth. We make it. It's our perspective. It's not an actual location where people just burn it. Why would a loving God do that? Like, come on. Like, guys, no. Like, I have children. I have 4 kids. They are bad sometimes. They're bad kids sometimes. They're good kids, but sometimes they are, like, not behaving. You know, like, I would never just be like, you're going to hell forever. And for sure, like, I would never be like, if you don't believe in me, if you don't believe what I have to say is true, then you're going to hell forever. No. As a parent, as a loving parent, which is what we think of as God in the Bible, as growing up that way, you think of that. There's no way. You cannot be loving and then also be like evil dictator at the same time. Like, it just doesn't work that way. All right. Get off this soapbox on religion, but it is kind of interesting to think about. Here's the deal. Like I said, you have to have beliefs about yourself that are in alignment with where you're going as a person, in alignment with your goals. Like, the thing is people set goals, but they don't believe they can actually get there. So that's why they don't get there. People set goals and they're like, I'm so happy and grateful. Like, they're doing affirmations, doing all things, but they don't believe it, right? So it's like, I'm so happy and grateful I found the man of my dreams. I'm so happy and grateful now that I make $1 million a year. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a successful business and I can leave my 9-to-5 job. Like, we say the things we want on the conscious level, but in the internal level, like the subconscious level, we don't believe it. And so because we don't believe it, that's the energy. That's the frequency that's getting sent to the universe. Not what's on your conscious mind, not like your little temporary thoughts. That's not, so your temporary thoughts is like your idea of becoming successful, right? So that's not getting sent out anywhere because you haven't added emotion to that. You may like the idea. You may want to entertain the idea of becoming a better version of yourself, but you're not going to do it. Like, if you don't wholeheartedly believe it, like, that's a whole book of the Bible is all talked about belief. Don't you think it's interesting why they're so obsessed with your beliefs and what you believe? Us as human beings, our creative faculties are based off of our beliefs. It's no wonder that the churches of the world want to get around our beliefs, because they know if they can control our beliefs, they can control what we are going to manifest in the world. And that sucks. So like, I really feel like we have to take back control of our own beliefs and we have to start questioning everything. Like, never stop questioning things. So you should question things about yourself. Like, if you make 50 grand a year, like, question that. Is that enough? Do you get to do the things you love? Do you get to spend the time that you want to spend with your kids? Are you like loving life like that? Or do you know deep down that you are somehow stuck in a weird world of limitation? Because if it's the latter, then you know you have to start changing your beliefs about yourself. For instance, I had a belief about myself that I was just not going to go to the gym. Like, I'm just not going to go. I would rather just cut out something in my diet before I ever step foot in the gym. So I never thought I had this about myself. Like, I never thought this was me. So because I never thought it was me, I never went. So I had to change my belief about myself, about going to the gym, in order for me to start going to the gym. Plain and simple. I started to adopt the mentality of other people who were going to the gym. So I looked at other people that were going to the gym and I loved how committed they were. I loved how they showed up every single day and they fought the battle and they won every day. They went to the gym, they conquered their demons, which was, you can't amount to anything. You're not a gym person. I'm too lazy and tired to get up, right? Conquered that. Conquered the emotions. Your willpower won. So like I admired people that were consistent at the gym. I like that about people. I just didn't think that I could be that person. So I wrote it on a goal card. I read it for 9 months straight. And then one day I woke up and I started taking action because I finally believed it about myself. I finally believed that I was that person too. And so like in Maxwell Maltz's book, Psycho-Cybernetics, like people can get plastic surgery, but if they believe they're ugly inside, then it doesn't matter how much surgery they get. They're going to still find something wrong. So it's until you fix your internal beliefs about yourself that things start to change on the outside as well. You know, there's people that are not that cute, but they're confident. And their confidence is literally what makes them look better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be that hot if you have high confidence. Like, if your confidence is through the roof, then, like, you just automatically become hot like that. Like, try it. Like, go try it. You're just trying to go attract a mate. Be confident. Like, I don't mean be cocky. I mean be confident. Confidence. Confidence is belief as well. Like, it's, you have to have a belief that you're confident in order to become confident. So let's get into it. How do we change our beliefs? It's first a decision. It's a decision to say open-minded. It's a decision to ask a lot of questions. It's a decision to say, maybe what I believe is just not completely true. Maybe there's truth in it, but maybe there's more to the story. Maybe there's more out there. Maybe there's more still for me to investigate. For instance, when I was a Christian, there was like books that we were not allowed to read. There were shows we were not allowed to watch. We were not allowed to have any other information into our brain. I started reading these atheist books, and at first I was like, this is what I said literally to God. I was like, God, before I started reading these atheist books, which was a letter to a Christian nation, why I'm not a Christian, started reading these. Why I started reading, because this is why. Because I was like, my faith is so strong, not even these books can knock me off track. That's how I felt. Like, I was so set in my ways. And I was like, because I'm so set, like, nothing can affect me. So I'm just going to read these things. But here's what happened. It opened my brain up. Like, it opened up my mind to new possibilities. And so it wasn't that my faith was weak at the time. It's that I started to question everything and I started to understand, like, what happens if you just keep asking questions? You got to ask questions about yourself. Are you who you want to be, or are you settling for less? You want to become something amazing in your life. You want to live to your highest, fullest potential. You better start asking questions. Do I really suck at math? Or did somebody just tell me that shit along the way and I just get stuck? Like, am I really have an aversion to money every time I get it at least? Or did I just somehow learn that weird repelling money pattern somewhere along the way and I can reverse it now, right? Like, am I really supposed to be not successful? No, I believe everybody's supposed to be successful. Everybody's supposed to live in abundance. The only thing that holds us back is our inner beliefs, literally. So here's how you do in a basic. First, you have to understand you got to have an open mind. So that's number one. You got to be open-minded to the beliefs you're going to change. All right. So here's my steps. You'll have to write it down, right? You got to write down what you want to believe. And that could be something so basic, like I'm worthy of love. Like that for me, that was it for me. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of happiness. I'm worthy of success. I wrote those things down first. It was like, I'm lying to myself. That's fine. It takes a minute to kind of reprogram yourself, but you have to repeat it. You got to repeat the new thing that you want to believe about yourself over and over and over and over again. It's going to sound like Chinese at first. It's not going to feel real. But over time, it starts to feel possible. And then it starts to feel realistic. And then it starts to feel like a fact. And then it happens. William James, great philosopher from, I feel like, the early 1900s, maybe. He said, believe and you will create the fact. Believe and you will create the fact. Bob Proctor used to say, you start with a belief, you add energy to it, right? I believe that I'm going to become a successful hemp toilet paper manufacturer someday. Right? So I'm going to add to it. I'm going to go look for evidence of that. And I'm going to add it to my like belief capital in my life, right? The problem is we're always looking to fulfill what we really believe. So if you believe that no one loves you, you're going to go look for that. If you believe that you can't be somebody's friend because you're just bad at making friends, guess what? You're going to go look for that. You're going to look for evidence of that. If you change your beliefs, you have to change the evidence you're looking for as well, right? So you have to repeat it over and over and over again, every single day, all the time. Hitler said, if you repeat a lie enough, it becomes real. Well, there's truth to that, right? Because eventually you begin to shift out of the old frequency into the new. So even if it feels like not real right now, and I don't care if you're like, oh, I'm a logical person, whatever. This has nothing to do with if you're logical. I'm just realistic. Okay, that's what negative people say to justify their shitty bank account. I'm just realistic. Like, and I used to be the same way. When I first had my mentor from 2014, this dude only spoke to me, I feel like, in parables. He was like, used to say shit to me like, oh, the higher can understand the lower, but the lower can never understand the higher. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? I was like, do you see my bank account? -$5. You're telling me to manifest what? Exactly. Like, bro, do you want to see some proof, some real life evidence? And he used to say stuff to me like, well, the reason it's like that is because that's what you expect it to be. And I said, well, I expect it to be like that because I have evidence of that. That's the problem with atheists, right? Is they look at the external evidence, but they don't realize that they're controlling the evidence that they witness and see and the interpretation of it. So here's the deal. You want to manifest $10,000 into your bank account? Well, you have to see it in your mind's eye, in your mind first. You have to say it, speak it, believe it, put it into those subconscious thoughts and feelings. Repeat it over and over and over again, but not just that. There's more to it. You have to add emotion. Emotion is the language of the universe. So you have to add emotion. You have to visualize it. So you're going to have to visualize it, like set time out of your day where you just literally just close your eyes. You're looking, thinking about, you know, what you're going to manifest in your life. You're going to think about the money that's going to be now in your bank account. You're going to think about all your trades. If you're a trader, I'm a trader. I got my trading shirt on today. I'd rather be trading. It's true though. Here's the thing. Like when my account's in drawdown, if you guys don't know what that means, it's in the negative. I'm not thinking about like, where am I going to cut this off? Where am I going to close my trades out in red? Like what? Worst case scenario. I never think about the worst case scenario. If I start to think, I go absolutely freaking not. And then what I do instead is I visualize how much money I'll make if it goes into the green and I take profit. And then I start calculating. I get my calculator out and I start adding up all my trades. If they all went into the positive and if they all took profit, how much money would I make? So I'm going to visualize the best case scenario only. I'm only going to put energy into what I want. I'm absolutely not putting any energy into what I don't want. And what I don't want to believe. So in a way, yeah, you have to be kind of delusional for this to work, for sure. Like you have to deny physical reality and stick to your spiritual reality only until your physical reality catches up. I guess that's delusion, but it works, okay? So here's the other thing is you have to delete everything else in your life that's not in harmony with your goals or your future or the thing that you're trying to manifest. Delete all that ain't it. This could be negative people. This could be negative TV shows. This could be negative podcasts. This could be negative radio stations. This could be whatever, like things that are in your world that are giving you evidence for the thing you don't want. Delete all that shit out of your life. Remove it. Completely get out of that. And then the other thing you want to do, like a last step really, is find people in your life that are going to be friendly alliances. You want to build an alliance, okay, of people that are for it, people that are for your growth, that are excited for your growth, that believe in your growth. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to boost you up, not people that are going to knock you down. You want to be around people that believe you can change. Now, this is going to be the hardest part for some of you guys who've been married a long time because you've been seeing your spouse do the same shit every day in, day out, for the last 10 something years, right? You've been watching and witnessing what's been going on with this person. And now they wake up Monday morning and they say, you know what? I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to do the things. I'm going to do the hard stuff. And you might not believe them right away, right? And they might not believe you if that's you. They might not believe you yet. It doesn't matter if they believe you or not. You're going to encounter people like that. You're going to encounter people that are trying to test your beliefs about yourself. But truthfully, it doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what you think. It matters what you think about yourself and where you're going and what you are going to decide to do. Decide, remember me, so kill off everything that's not it, like any other options. There's no backup plans. There's no plan Bs. I don't believe in plan Bs. I don't believe in any of that. Because it's almost like an admission that that could happen. So remember, in quantum physics, everything's just in a state of potentiality at all times. Everything's just sitting there dormant until you observe it, you make a decision about it. It's sitting there just waiting for you to create with it. So if you're like, all right, here's my plan B if this don't work out, C, B, E. Here's my other plans if this don't work out, right? Like if you're always planning for your losses in life, then that's the energy that you're putting towards your losses. You're putting energy into it. And remember, like, we are made up of energy. We're literally a ball of energy, and we only have so much of it to expend every single day. So you want to be very, very vigilant about the energy that you're spending. And when I'm saying energy, I also mean like your attention. What are you giving attention to? Where are you putting your focus? What you focus on is what's going to grow in your life. Are you focusing on who you're trying to become? Are you focusing on what you are right now? Are you focusing on the bank account you want to see when you log in? Or are you focused on the bank account that you have right now? Because Wallace D. Waddles, this dude is straight savage. He's like, I could care less what's happening in the physical reality. That shit's not real. That's the illusion. That's just our mere reflection of what we've created ourselves. So if we don't like what we're looking at, then we could just not look at it. Like we could just ignore it completely and then just stay true to the spiritual level. Because eventually, if we do that with full belief, the physical reality has to change. It's law. It's literally law. Like the law of gravity, the law of relativity. Like it just happens that way. So on the spiritual dimension is where we're creating and crafting everything. Y'all, I did ketamine once. I don't know if I'll ever do that again. That was nuts. I literally got to a point where I was like in the raw stage of life. I feel like I was in the raw, like creative zone, and there was nothing around me. Nothing. It was just me, and it was like a green screen. And I'm walking around here. I said, oh, wow, this is where creation happens. This is where everything just shuts down and it's just like quiet, and I can just decide what I'm creating next. If you don't give yourself space to relax, to manifest, to create, to visualize what you want, and then start, and you know, when you come out of that, like meditation or zone, intentionally move forward to create it with full belief, like zero doubt at all. And you're like, well, what if I just have a doubt? Well, then just don't look at it. Don't add energy to it. You hear a doubt, you feel a doubt, dismiss it. And then start thinking about what you want again. Start thinking about who you want to become again and get right back on track. It may be like 1, 2, 3 steps back to go 1 step forward, but eventually you start gaining momentum and it becomes a theory. You start adding ideas and adding evidence towards your beliefs, your new idea of yourself. It becomes a theory, and then the theory becomes a fact. Eventually it becomes a fact. So beliefs are not these like mystical things that we just have or don't have. It's not just like, I don't believe that. You know, it's not like, oh, fake news. Like it's not something that we just like is like automatic. You have to be conscious of what you're actually believing. If you're unconsciously believing something, you're unconsciously creating a reality, which is what most people are doing. So the moment you become consciously aware that you are actually in control of your beliefs, that's the moment that you can start changing them into a different direction. Now, fear, just because it's scary, doesn't make it more real. Doesn't make it more real. Just because you're afraid of something does not make it more real. I was afraid of going to hell. That doesn't make it more real. It just means I was afraid of that idea. What? Yes, that's literally like, so you're afraid. you're afraid that if you go into this new business and you try and you fail and you become the laughing stock of your neighborhood because you tried that one MLM, you know what I mean? Like, and you got laughed at and people told you no, and you got rejected. You're afraid that your ego, your fragile little ego is going to get hurt. Dude, listen. None of that shit's real. You have to get to the point, the honestly, God to honest truth. Like, once you get to the point where I do not give a shit anymore, you're like literally just free. You're free after that. Listen, you're free because I don't care what they think. I don't care if I fail. I don't care if this goes south. I don't care if it doesn't work. Because I'm not going to put any energy into that. I'm only putting energy into what I want. I'm going to put energy into who I'm becoming. I'm going to show up every single day. My willpower is going to be stronger than my temporary emotions every day. And if I have a negative thought, I have a negative feeling or a negative belief pop into my life, I'm going to shut it down immediately. And I'm going to pivot into the things that I really want. And the things that I really want, that's where you want to add the most emotion to it. Because the stronger of the emotion, the most dominant emotion that you carry within you at all times is the one that's winning. It's the one that's manifesting in your life. The most dominant. So that doesn't mean you're not going to have a downswing once in a while. It doesn't mean you're not going to lose some trades. Yeah, I lose some trades. Okay. So it doesn't mean you're always going to be on up and up. Every single day is like a 10 out of 10. No. Some days are like a 3 out of 10. Okay. But law of averages, we want to have more good days than bad days. We want to have more winning trades than losing trades. We want to have more yeses than nos, right? We want to have more positive affirmations and beliefs and excitement in our life than the negative. And so if your life is negatively charged first, and that's the most dominant thing, then that's what you're going to continue to see in your life. That's what you're going to continue to get. If you spend a lot of time worrying about what ifs, that's a waste of energy. That's a waste of human potential. There's literally zero point in putting any energy into worrying because all you're doing is creating whatever it is, the thing that you're worried about. You get diagnosed with something and you start worrying about it. That is the worst thing you could do. The best thing you could do is deny it. Start cleaning up your act, right? Like clean up the way you're thinking, clean up the way you're eating, clean up the way you're spending your time, but deny it. Like, I am not going to live like that. I will refuse to be sick. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be small, and I refuse to be held captive by my own self. The moment you wake up to realizing that you can manufacture the beliefs and you can manufacture the results you want in your life, that's the moment everything changes. You can be spiritual. You can be successful. You can be both. You can have it all, literally. Everything around us is happening for us. You have something that happens that you think is negative. Well, it's truly not. It's positive and negative. It's only negative because you drew an association to that. You decided that that's what it was. Everything is both. Everything, it's a polar opposite. Polar opposites are all part of the same scale. It's just where are you looking at it? Compared to what? Somebody says, that person is rich. Compared to what? A millionaire is not rich. Compared to a billionaire, you know what I mean? And a thousandaire is not rich compared to a millionaire. So everything is just is what it is. We get to decide how much energy, how much emotion, how much steam we're going to put behind it, right? So you have to create the beliefs that you want about yourself, even if you don't feel they're true yet. Because eventually, you put enough energy into that, you repeat it enough times, you add emotion, you visualize, you delete everything that's not it. Eventually, you're going to get exactly where you're destined to be. So, signing off on this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next episode.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. built with you in mind. It's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.